We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are beginning at the last line in Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. We just learned about Rav Shimon ben Yochai, who was in a cave for 12 years, then another year altogether, 13 years in a cave, and he grew an unbelievable amount in Torah, and he came out Shalem, and he learned so much Torah, and he was alive and safe. He said, I wanted to do something for the Klal. And he said, just like Yaakov Avinu, when he came back from Lavan and from Esav, did something for the city around Shechem. The same thing he said, I want to do something also. So Zakta Gemara, the last line, Omar, Ika Milsa the Boyle Skuni, do you need anything here? He asked the leaders of the community, do you need anything me to fix? Ika Milsa the Boyle Skuni? Amalei told him, yeah, Ika Duchta the Ispe Safak Tumah. There's an area that is a Safak Tumah in town. And the Kahanim have a hard time with it because they always have to go around that spot because they can't walk through it because there's a Safik Tumah there. And therefore, if you could be Mavarer, what the story is there, that would be a very big favor for the people in the town, for the Kahanim in the town. So Rabbi Shimon said, no problem. Omar, Ik Inus Yoda the Schazikach Atayra, do you know anyone here who knows, remembers what this was, Amal? Because the reason is, if it was a basic forest all the time, you're not allowed to move any mason from there. Because it's a basic forest, there's no choice. And he was planning maybe moving the mason. If it was here only temporary, people are buried here, not as a basic forest, then you're allowed to move the mason. So he asked, does anyone know if this place was a schazik b'tayra? Omalei, there was an old man, he said, Omalei hu saba, I remember, kan kitzat ben zakai, who was Rabbi Yechon ben zakai, turmese truma. He planted over here beans from truma. Now, first of all, it must not have been Tamei because he brought Truma in there. And also, Rav Rashi speaks out that Rav Yechanan ben Zakkai himself was a Kohen. He wouldn't be able to come if it was a Beis HaKvaros. So, Avad Iu Nami Hachi. So, he decided he will also try to purify this place through beans, with beans, with Tormasim. That's what Rashi learns. Tais learns a little different. Tais said, just like Yaakov Inu did a Tikkun, he said he will also do a Tikkun. Avad Iu Nami Hachi. He will also do a Tikkun. That's what Tais learns. So what do? Kol hechad avakashi tahara. Any place where the ground was hard, he was matarid, because it means no one was buried here. How do you know it was hard or soft? That's what Rashi learns, that they threw turmas in there and the mace floated to the top. But either way, he figured out where the mason were buried. Whoever was soft, that's where mason were buried. Sign it. He made a sign that don't go here. He felt he didn't have to move the kvarim because you could get around it if you knew exactly where the kvarim was. So he made signage, put some on him where there was mason, and that is how he worked out that the kahanim could still walk through. Amahu saba. So after he'd fixed this up, now kahanim go through it. This saba, this old man, was a little bit of a mechutzif. Amahu saba. He turns to Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai and he says, turns to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Turns to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai and he tells him, Tir ben Yochai, Beis HaKvaros. You just mata Beis HaKvaros. Just like that. Magic trick. Mata Beis HaKvaros. Amalai, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai told him, you're a mechutzif. Because in Mali Lahi Yisimonu, if you weren't with us the whole time when I was matarit, and a filu in Mali Yisimonu, even if you're with us, but you weren't part of it, then Yafatayim. Then I hear you're tining that it looks like I was a Mechtar of Isakvaras. But Akshav, so Yisimonu, you were here with us. But Nimisimonu, you were part of the Heter. You were part of it. You, Saba, told us, even there, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai planted this. You were part of the Heter. You're going to make a fuss here. They even say, Yoimru, the people say, are saying, Zoinois Mefarchas Azuazu. Even two prostitutes, they help each other out. Tamiducham Le Kolshkein, Tutamiducham. Me and you, we shouldn't help each other out. It was even though you covered with each other. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai looked him with his eyes, basically, angry at him. That himself caused the Zakin to die on the spot. The Saba died on the spot. The Gemara ends off a little time later. He went out to the Shuk one day. He sees Yehuda ben Gerim. This is the one who got him in trouble 13 years ago. Albeit by mistake. But Lamai said he's the one who said Lashon Hara. So Rav Shimon said, "Oma, dying Yeshelzeh, Vayulam, he's still around." Nosam ba'inav asu gal shalat Thomas. He looked at him and he turned to a pile of bones, and he was nifta as well, because of that chait of lashon hara. And we said before that Taisvis, we said on yesterday's blot that Taisvis brings down Taisvis blot that he was taka atamud chacham. He was taka atamud chacham, and lemais says he caused hezek. He died because that chait. Dr. Mishnah Weiter, new Mishnah. Shloisha dvarim tzarch odom loymer v'seich beis. There are three things a person has to say in his house erev Shabbos mechashecha. Erev Shabbos, right before nightfall, right before Shabbos. Rashi says he has to say three things before Shabbos, because if he says in the morning, they're going to push it off. He has to say right before Shabbos, and this is where they'll do it right away. So say right before Shabbos. What do you say? First of all, start them. Did you take off Meiser? Now, Vos Epis, he's busy with Meiser right now. So Rashi learns the reason is, because that even though halacha is that if you have Tevel, you'll have to eat Arai from it. But on Shabbos, even eating Arai means like, you know, you don't really make a suit out of it. You just take one thing at a time. On Shabbos, that gives it a chashivas and it becomes Kavela Meiser. So therefore, he said you have to take off Meiser. Others learn Kepshutai, because since you know I'll take Meiser on Shabbos, therefore you ask them, did you take Meiser yet? So the first question you ask your house, your wife, did you take off Meiser? Second question is a Raftem, did you make an Erev Tchumim, or Erev Chatzeris, Rashi says, but see Gemara later on, it really means Erev Tchumim. Did you do Erev Tchumim? You can't do Erev Tchumim after it's Ben Hashemashes, you have to do it now. Hedlikwas an Er, did you light the Ner? Another thing. So Rashi figures out the first two are rhetorical questions. Did you do it yet? God, I'm not sure. Did you do it? Hedlikos and air, you can see. Did you do it or not? So there is really a tzivui. Hedlikos there means go light the air. So those are three things you say before Shabbos. You say, did you take off Ma'isa? Did you do an Erev? And go light Neiris. Sofik Hashecha, Sofik Hashecha. Let's say, Ritzrei Ben Ashmashis, a Sofik is not enough. Aim Asr Mazavada. It's too late to take off Meiser of any tablet. You're not allowed to do that because it's ticken. And even though it's only Isidir Abanon, this Mishnah holds that you're not allowed to do the Abanon Ben Ashmashis. Aim at Tvilim as a Kalim. You can't do Tvilah as Kalim if they're Tame, or if it needs Tvilah out buying from a guy, because that's also a ticken. You can't do that even Ben Ashmashis. And the ain madlikah as neiris, you can't light candles, and that's the rice to light candles. Rashi says loizu afsu. Not only can you do the rabbanon, of course you can't do the rice also. You even can't do the rabbanon, but and pasha you can't do a rice of madlikah as neir. Avol ma'asher mesadvai. By the way, just to speak out that halacha is brought down, like Ram is brought down, Mishbrua as a tzad also that if someone forgets to light neiris, it could be get a goy ben ashmashes to light the neiris as a child if you make a bracha on that. But a person cannot light neiris ben ashmashes. Ava, what could you do in a shmashes? Dr. Mishnah, a ma'asrim is the ma'ay. You can take off ma'aser of the ma'ay because the ma'ay, since roiv ami or it's ma'asrim, so it's only there are bonon dig a ma'aser and therefore it's not too big ticken. You're allowed to do in a shmashes. Arvim, and they could do erev, and we'll see. It's a theory at the beginning of the Mishnah which says that you have to say before Shabbos, did you do the erev? Here's how they could do erev in a shmashes. V'taimnim es achamin, and you could wrap the chamin ben hashmashos. This means in clothing that's not moist of hevel, not in coals. It means like a lot of wrap it in towels ben hashmashos. That's what the Mishnah says. Zok the Gemara. Gemara doesn't explain. First Gemara explains, how do you know you're supposed to say three things before Shabbos? Supposed to have these three things. Gemara's going to bring a raya from a pasuk about these three things. Not immediately. How do you know you say these three things? Amar Rabbi Shu Malevi, Amar Kral, the pasuk says, V'yadato kisholom ohalecho ufakarta novechav lo sechta. And the Gemara's dashing means like this. Vidata kishalom alecha is referring to hadlakas neiris. Shalom bayis. You should make sure they lit the neir. Ufagata novecha means you make a tzivu in the household things, which means to do erev. Erev chatzeris, erev tchumim. Veloy sechta, which means you shouldn't be missing any food, means by taking meiser. So those are the three things you see from this pasuk. Omar Rav Rav Huna. Afikav don Rabban shosh dvaram tzarchan leimar. Even though the Rabban said these three things should be said erev Shabbos. Tzoruch lemeim rebenachusa. You should say it, benachusa. You should say it calmly. Don't scream. Did you do erev? Did you do this? Say it calmly. Why? So the people should listen to you. The bnei bayis only listen to you when you say it calmly. If you say it in a way that's screaming, then they're not going to accept what you're saying. Amar Rav Ashi, Anol Shmila had the Rav Huna. I never heard the saying for Rav Huna to say benachusa. But v'kiyamti misvara. But anyway, misvara, I knew that you're supposed to say things in a calm voice, and that's the way people listen to you. In a soft voice, that is the way people listen to you. Now the Gemara goes back to what we said in the beginning of the Mishnah to the end of the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah says that before Shabbos, make sure he made an Erev. And then it says in the end of the Mishnah that Ben Hashmashos is allowed to make an Erev. So it sounds like the beginning of the Mishnah, you can't do an Erev Ben Hashmashos. The end of the Mishnah says you could. What's pshat? Haguf akasha, amrit, shloshet dvarim tzarch adam leim masech beis erev Shabbos mechashecha, tzmash ma'im chashecha in, only right before dark is mutter, safa chashecha, safa in chashecha loy. Once you reach Ben Hashmashos, and I'll do these three things. But hadatani, safa chashecha, safa in chashecha, marv, you can do erev. The other two things, taka, lakas neiris, you can't do Ben Hashmashos, and meiser, you can't do Ben Hashmashos. But erev, you could. So why is it these three things you have to say before Shabbos? And for the Gemara, so first the Gemara brings a simon of different memras from Rab Abba and Rab Chia. It's the Gufa Zimra, Tzipra, Bechavu, the Milsas. Later on in the Masech, there's other memras. So what the Kasha is, that the Stira, in the Mashma, beginning of Mishnah, Erev cannot be Dama and Eshmashas, and at the end, it's Mashma, Erev could be Dama and Eshmashas. Omar Rabbi Abba, Omar Rab Chia, Ba'ashi, Omar Rab, like Kasha. Kan, Beruvei Tchumim, Kan, Beruvei Chetzeres. It's not Shver. Kan, Beruvei Tchumim. Beruvei Tchumim can be done only before Shabbos. Why is Rashi? Because a Ruvei Tchumim has a Makar Medaraisa. It could be learned out of a Pasuk. And therefore, since it has a Makar Deraisa, it's a stronger Tikkun, and you can't do that Beinash Mashas. Mashenken Ruvei Chetzeres, which is Kuli Derabbanon, it's a real Derabbanon, that can be done Beinash Mashas. And Tais also supports Rashi's Pshat that Erev Tchumim is a bigger Tikkun because it's more Makar Deraisa. So Kan Beruvei Tchumim has to be done before Beinash Mashas, and Kan Beruvei Chetzeres, that can be done even Beinash Mashas. So tomorrow, another halacha regarding Erev Tchumim. But Amar Rava, now that we established you could do Erev Tchumim, you should rather do it before, but Tzavuri in the next Gemara, Taisa speaks this out, that even though you're supposed to do Erev Dafka before Benash Mashas, but it could work Benash Mashas with the Evan. Amar Rava, we'll see in a second why. We'll see the second half. We'll see the second Gemara doesn't say like that. Amar Rava, Amru Loi Shnayim, two people told a shliach to make an erev for me. Save Arav Elena, make an erev for me. See, I have two jobs here. Echad erev alav mayim. One of them, he put the erev down before shkia mayim. Well, echad, I'm just calling shkia to make it simple. Before shkia. Well, echad erev alav benashmashas. The other one, he did it benashmashas. And that's erev alav mayim. The one he put it on before shkia. Nechal ru benashmashas. The time it reached benashmashas, it was eaten up either by a person or by a dog. Rashi says. And it's not here anymore. Vizesh Yerla Ben Ashmasha is the one who made the Erev Ben Ashmasha. Nechla Ruv Mishachah Hashaycha. It was eaten Mishachah Hashaycha after it got dark. The loch is Shneim Kanu Erev. Both of them, the Erev is Kaina. Both Erevs are Kaina. They both work. Both Erev, Beitim Gemara Kasha, Manavshach. What's Pshat? Beitim Gemara Kasha, Manavshach. If Ben Ashmasha is the day, so then the second case should work. Basra, who put the Erev, you know, Ben Ashmasha, which is day, Likni. But Vakama, the first Erev, Loi Likni. Why? Because it's eaten up before Shabbos came. So the time Shabbos came, there was no Erev there anymore because it's eaten up Ben Ashmasha. V Ben Ashmasha Lailu, if Ben Ashmasha is considered Laila, then Kama Likni. Only the first person should be Kaina because by him, the time Lila was still around, then it was eaten after it was Lila, so the Erev worked. But Basra Likni, because it put the Erev at night. But then it's too late. You have to make the Erev when it's still Yom, still Erev Shabbos. So Manavshach, how could both Erev be good? It's a Stira. One Erev he put on right before Shkia, by the time Ben Ashmasha came, was eaten up. The other one, he only put it down, Ben Ashmasha's, and then it was eaten up by night. So if you put it down, it makes a difference, eaten up by night, it's not Negeya. Like Taisa speaks out, that it was eaten up by night, it's not really Negeya. But the Ikka point is, how could both Erev be good? One was put down before Shkia, one was put down after night. Zogta Gemara, it's not Shver. Ben Ashmasha Sveiku. Ben Ashmasha itself is a Suffolk. And for each Erev, you go Lakula. Vesveka Derevan Lakula. Lagabi, each Erev, you look at it separately. Each Erev, look at this Erev. The Erev you put on right before Shkia, and they get eaten Ben Ashmashas. So they say, Ben Ashmashas is Lila. We go Suffolk Derevan Lakula. And the other person who put on the Erev Ben Ashmashas will also say, yeah, it's still Yom, because Suffolk Derevan Lakula. So it's not Shver. We'll always say, Suffolk Derevan Lakula, because Ben Ashmashas is Bechevza or Sveka. It's Bechevza or Suffolk.